Hi and welcome to another podcast from The Human Diver, where we are looking to apply counter-errorism techniques in diving. By that we mean human factors and non-technical skills. Our goal is to give you the knowledge and skills so that your dives are safer and more enjoyable. The podcast is a mixture of short podcasts based on the blogs we have and longer podcasts, which will be interviews or discussion topics. Show notes will be provided so you can dig deeper if you want. Ready to jump in? When I started on my journey as a diving instructor, teaching others seemed relatively simple. Little did I know that beyond the technicalities of teaching diving skills lay a profound challenge, one that tested not only my instructional abilities, but also my understanding of human behaviour and cognition. In those early days, explaining to students why they hadn't passed a course seemed relatively straightforward. If a student struggled with basic skills like mass clearing or buoyancy control, the reasons for their shortcomings were evident and easily conveyed. However, as my teaching career progressed, I encountered a different kind of challenge, a challenge that defied easy explanation and left both my students and me perplexed. It was the students who, on the surface, appeared competent in most skills, yet were missing something. Despite their apparent competence, there was a palpable sense of a gap, a critical element that eluded definition. As an instructor, this posed a significant dilemma. How could I help my students improve when I couldn't pinpoint the precise issue that was wrong? Language, I soon realised, played a pivotal role in this problem. We need it to communicate, but if we don't know the words, then it's very difficult to pass on what we mean. This barrier isn't confined to learning a foreign language. It affects even our interactions in our native tongue. It wasn't until I started learning about human factors that I realised the words I was missing were situation awareness. It's a term I was familiar with, I just hadn't applied it in this case. Once I understood a little bit more, though, I realised it was the missing part. Quite often, a student was perfectly capable of doing everything else, but lacked awareness. The word awareness is even in the standards of the courses I teach, but because I didn't have a full understanding of what it looked like, I was lacking the language to bridge the gap between theory and practice, to both understand it myself and explain it to students. This is a problem that comes up often and has been argued about by philosophers for centuries. Ludwig Wittgenstein said in 1922, "The limits of my language mean the limits of my world." In other words, our ability to articulate experiences shapes the extent of our understanding and communication. That doesn't mean you can't see when other things exist. For example, I knew that there was something wrong or missing from my students. It just means that we are limited with being able to verbalise and therefore explain it. This makes everything more difficult. Imagine trying to explain a rainbow to someone who only knows the words for red, yellow, green, and blue. The order is red, followed by yellow-red, then yellow, green, blue, darker blue, blue-red. It's possible the word orange to mean the colour began to be used as late as the 16th century. Before that, it was just called yellow-red or red-yellow, but far more difficult. Children often get frustrated because they lack the language to be able to explain how they're feeling or what they think. Human factors has its own language. Most of the words are common words, but the way in which we use them allows people to express what they mean in a different way than before they learnt them. This is a really powerful ability. It means we can get across different ideas, as well as understand more ourselves. Take the word communication. If you ask someone what we mean by it, most people will say talking and listening or hearing. Some people might also add in body language too. But if we dig deeper, we know it's more than just that. It is just not as easy to explain in a single sentence. When we start digging into what communication really is, we open up our vocabulary and make it easier to explain why things might not be being communicated clearly or how to improve communication. The same with decision making. When we look into the processes involved, we start to understand more, and that shines a new light on other people's choices as well as our own. Once we understand them better, we can also help analyse those choices and work out how to make better ones next time. Understanding what situation awareness is makes it easier to spot when it's lost and help people build ways to avoid that happening or make plans to keep them safe when they know they won't have good awareness. Stress is when someone is under pressure, but how do we recognise it? What does it look like? And how can we help reduce it? The language we use to talk about someone's stress levels can really impact on them to help them decrease it, but if we don't understand them properly, we may find ourselves inadvertently increasing the pressure. Summary. Human factors is about human cognition and behaviour. Understanding its language helps us bridge linguistic barriers to convey complex concepts and build a deeper understanding. Language has a profound impact on our perception of the world. It is through words that we construct our reality, shaping our understanding of ourselves and the world around us. And it is through understanding the nuances of language that we unlock the keys to deeper learning and greater insight. Learning about human factors is like learning a new language, one that helps us to understand the world around us easier. By doing so, it expands our own world limits. Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you'd like to know more about what was discussed in this episode, head over to the Human Diver website at thehumandiver.com, where you will find details about our education programs, the If Only documentary, The Book Under Pressure, and the many, many blogs we have published there. If you think others should listen and learn, consider sharing the link. Thank you.